Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm your host, John Ray, and we've got two great guests today. We've got Laura Da Silva from Big Fish Technologies, and we've also got Michael Cross. Michael, I know you. Frisk and Cross in Sanford. So we're going to get right into it with Laura Da Silva, Big Fish Technology. Laura, I don't know if you're an aquarium or a technology company. Tell us about you. Tell us about Big Fish Technologies. I love the name.
Big Fish Technology is an IT company, and we do managed services, so you have to have a service agreement with us, but we make sure what comes on stays on, doesn't catch a virus, and if it does, we're there to help 24/7, Monday through Friday, and on Saturdays and Sundays when we have outages or critical downings.
So talk about that name. I love that name. It's a lot more inventive than the typical managed services company name. I love it.
Yeah, they rebranded back in, I think, 2009. They were Three Vital Solutions, and they just didn't want to be associated with technology. They wanted something totally different.
Yeah.
So they came up with Big Fish.
Big Fish, and sounds like to me you treat all your customers as big fishes, in even if they're in a small pond, maybe something
exactly.
Like that, right?
And they are the big fish.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So we hear the term managed service providers. Talk about what that is, because I think when people hear IT services, that's a big term, and maybe it means a lot of different things to different people.
Well, it does mean a lot of things. In the IT world, it's managed service provider, and that came about, that term and managed service providers came about in the 1990s. It kind of took over traditional IT, where if something broke, someone came in, fixed it, they left, and they gave you a bill. Managed services is basically where we are doing vendor management. We're managing your servers, your networks, your technology, your computers, your printers, your phones. So if something goes down, Big Fish is there with our help desk. Anyone can call in as long as they have a service agreement, and we will help solve the problem. Usually it's remoting into the computers. We also support mobile devices. Now that we can't remote in. We don't have the technology to remote into those, so that's limited. We have to walk you through
sure.
If you have issues with that.
Sure. Makes sense. Now, walk through the pros and cons of a small, mid-sized company outsourcing their IT needs to a company like yours.
Well, a lot of people, there's a myth that they think that they're too small to have an IT company. And what Big Fish does is we provide the IT support for those companies that can't afford to have their own IT department. So people that are having issues with their emails or their printers, not talking to their computers, their phone lines, their internet going down, their internet is slow, their computers are slow. Computers are freezing up, or you know how on the computers you have those little pop-ups that come up, and you just want those irritating things to go away.
Sure.
Well, we can help you solve those problems.
Laura Da Silva, and Laura is with Big Fish Technology, and she's with us here, giving us the lowdown on IT services. So what's an ideal customer for your company?
Ideally, we like to work with 20-plus users and can go up to 300 users or employees, but we will not turn our nose up to that one or two users. We want to help support everyone. Everyone has IT issues, and we know that. So we want to make sure that we bring peace of mind to each and every business owner that needs that support.
So even that one or two user company can be a big fish, right?
It can. And we scale it down, and you know, there's no delay in service or no change in the level of service that we provide, whether you're a 300 company user or one company user.
Right. So
a one user company.
So. Right. Gotcha. Now, so I've been in business for a while. Let's say, and I'm thinking about outsourcing. When, you know, when is the best time? Is it too late? Should I have done it when I started? I mean, how does it work when I've been doing my own IT support myself as a small business?
We like to look at it as if you're in a car accident, that's not when you want to go call to get car insurance, right? You don't want to call and ask for disability insurance after you've already had an injury and you're disabled. So we look at IT as an insurance policy. We want to make sure that you've got that support before you have any issues or you have critical down or outages. So it just depends on, you know, the company and, you know, are you having some pain? Are you having slow internet issues, computers that are slow? Do you have a Windows 7 computer? Those are times that you need to think about, okay, we might need to upgrade our hardware.
Windows 7 meaning that Microsoft does not support Windows 7 anymore.
Exactly.
So that's a big red flag problem right there. Well, what's the issue with that? I mean, I can hear somebody out there with Windows 7 saying, so what? Everything's been fine up until now.
Right. Well, Windows 7 is not going to be supported by Microsoft as of January, I think, 14, 2020. And so they won't really see any issues until February. When that next update comes out, they won't get the update. So the hackers are sitting there waiting for them not to have the updates, and then that's when they can get in, and then the companies are vulnerable to their information being stolen or being hacked.
So, folks, if you've got Windows 7, you're the minnow, right? To use the big fish analogy, you're the minnow.
That's right.
You're about to get swallowed, so exactly. You better call big fish. Now, talk a little bit about how an engagement works with you. I mean, I decide I need help. What do you come in and do? What does an engagement look like?
Well, an engagement is you get to choose from four different levels of service. We have from the smallest to where it's just backups, antivirus, and monitoring your systems, your network, to anywhere from our worry-free. And that's inclusive of what we call break-fix. That would be included in that. We do on-demand consulting. So let's just say that you've got a company that's moving locations and they need to look at their new space and the wiring, the low voltage wiring is not what it needs to be. So we would come in and sit down with that client if they're on a support agreement, worry-free with us, map out a roadmap for them, where they need to go, what kind of network they need, and all that is included and there's no charge for that. So we help you, we sit on your side of the table and help you figure out what is it that you need if you're moving? What is it that you need if you need to update your hardware? What that looks like is if you don't have a service agreement, we would come in and let you choose the between the one of the four service agreements, get you onboarded. That takes about 2 days to get onboarded. You have to do a little bit of interaction. There's an agent we put on your computer. You have to download that. And the response time is depending on the client's response to us, how fast they respond to our request. And then once you're onboarded, then we can remote in. We check out the network, see what's going on. If there's any issues, we advise you of that. If anything is out of scope of the contract, Big Fish will advise you of that. And we will put a proposal together before we go forward with anything. An example is our low voltage. If we quote a low voltage and we say it's going to be 80 hours and it ends up being 100, well, that client only pays for 80 hours.
Cool. Laura DeSilva. Laura is the technical account manager with Big Fish Technologies. You mentioned the term break fix. What does that mean?
Well, that's what traditional IT used to be, or that what it continues to be, where someone comes in, you've got your computer, it's down, you've had a, let's say your motherboard is broken. They'll come in and fix that, send you a bill, and then they go away. With us, we're proactive. So we want to come in and help make sure that we're monitoring what you have. And if we see a problem, we advise you. You know, if you've got Windows 7, we're doing a campaign now. We're calling all of our clients that have the Windows 7 and advising them, you've got so many months, let's look at that and get that updated for you.
So would you look at, as part of your agreements, would you monitor my machines to see if maybe they're getting close to the end of their useful life and that kind of thing, so you can give me a heads up that maybe I need to be undergoing a machine replacement?
Yes, we will. We will make sure that if you've got some of your data is, if you've almost reached your limit, then we will advise you of that. But yes, we do monitor your machines.
Excellent. Now, I hate to break the news to you, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of IT services firms out there.
Yes.
Give us a notion of how Big Fish Technologies distinguishes itself from those others.
Big Fish Technology, I believe that it's our culture in the office, and it's our people. Doug and Ryan are very intentional with who they hire, that person is going to have a personality, but also has the tech chops to help our clients solve their problems. All of our technicians have to have a personality. They can't just be, that typical IT that nobody wants to talk to or see. And when our clients call in, we all build relationships with them from the sales process all the way to once they're onboarded. We've got people that we know that, their children are going through cancer. We ask them about that. We've got people that we know that are going through, growing pains or success stories, running marathons. And our technicians know that. So when you have a service call with us, that ticket is assigned to one technician. So they're not having to repeat themselves. And the technician knows who that person is, and that person knows the technician on the other end.
Great stuff. Laura DeSilva, and she's the technical account manager with Big Fish Technology. Sounds like a company full of left-brained oriented people, but with a heart and empathy.
Yes.
That's great. Great. So for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch with you, Laura, how do they do that?
Well, they can reach us. They can contact us at the website at bigfishtechnology.com. And then they can also reach us at the website that has our name, number. We can also do a free trial on that. So you can reach me at ldesilva at bigfishtechnology.com.
And that's LDASILVA, not DE, right?
Yes.
So let's clarify that for folks. Laura DeSilva with Big Fish Technology. She's the technical account manager there. Laura, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, folks, I want to put in a word for the great folks at Office Angels. And if you've got problems with administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, need a workshop done, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9222. And we endorse Office Angels heavily. We use them and appreciate the good work they do. We're going to turn now to Michael Cross, Briskin Cross in Sanford. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about Briskin Cross in Sanford for those that don't know you and what you do.
Sure. We are a business law firm, to keep it simple and short. What that means is that we are working with different businesses and help them, whether they are starting, whether they are engaging in putting together a contract, trying to find that big deal and that big opportunity, or whether they're trying to recover from some measure of crisis, because sometimes things don't go as you expect in a business deal. And so half of our practice involves putting stuff together, and half of our practice is trying to keep stuff from falling apart too quickly in the litigation and the arbitration and appeals.
And maybe some of those folks that where it all fell apart, if they'd have gotten with you earlier, it would be a little bit better than it is now, right?
Well, you imagine have an opinion from time to time on such matters.
Yeah, of course, of course. Well, talk a little bit about your background. So how did you get into the legal profession, and how did you get to Briskin Cross in Sanford? Talk about that history.
Well, growing up, I was in North Central Indiana, surrounded by farmland and cornfields and soybean fields and such. And quite frankly, there was no one in my family that ever had a bachelor's degree, let alone any kind of graduate education. So many things that relate to professional work were absolutely foreign to me. And I remember as a young fellow thinking through what the different possibilities were, and I couldn't imagine terribly much, given the lack of knowledge I had. I knew there was a thing called a doctor. I knew there was a thing called a lawyer. I knew there was a pastor. I knew there were factory workers and store workers, and I was thinking through those things, and I didn't feel called to be a pastor like some people I know, like a lot of people I know.
Yeah.
And I was working through a few things, and the remarkable part is that in second grade, I decided I wanted to be a lawyer without exactly knowing what that was. Now, I had to test that hypothesis a few times and whatnot, but for whatever reason, that just stayed with me.
Wow.
And I proceeded through school, and at one point, a classmate of mine in college was talking about this fantastic law school down in Atlanta called Emory Law School. And at that time, I knew little of it. He had encountered it because he was at some kind of, I don't know, high school track event or something along the course of time. Started researching that, and I looked at Vanderbilt and Duke and Emory, and I liked Atlanta the most, and I thought wherever I went, I wanted to stay, and that brought me there. And then when I was a second-year law student, I saw an opportunity to practice with the firm I'm now with, joined them in 1999, and they haven't been able to kick me out yet.
Wow. That's a great story. It also helps that Emory was a lot further south than north central Indiana, right? The climate's a little bit better, right?
I knew the temperature forecast in Atlanta every day for the last 2 years I was living in Indiana, and it was a running joke among my friends.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet. So, I mean, business law is a big subject that encompasses a lot of different aspects, a lot of different issues, I guess maybe is the way to say it. So talk about a typical client, what they look like, and maybe a typical project that you might have.
Sure. Typical client is going to be a privately held company or a business owner or an entrepreneur or executive. Since we're working primarily with those kind of folks, we're not working for larger corporate conglomerates or whatnot, there's a real person, there's a voice that I'm used to speaking with each of these folks, again, be it the owner or executive of the privately held company or that individual entrepreneur who's trying to make the next great thing happen.
Sure. So I'm, let's say I've been rocking along, I really haven't had a whole lot of legal issues, so why is it I need to call you up, Michael, and engage you if everything's going great?
Well, you may not. Some folks do, but typically people come to us either because of crises or opportunity. And the crises could be they realize that they just had one of their customers not pay them, or there's some kind of dispute that's arisen, perhaps among the owners of the company or with someone else out there. Other times people come to me because they are preparing for a deal. They may be wanting to transition into retirement. They may want to go ahead and put in place all those things in their company that will help them maximize the value that they can receive when they go through that transaction. And it does take some planning. It takes some time. In the event you just suddenly list your business for sale, so to speak, without getting that work done to protect trademarks, to make sure that you have good IP protection, to make sure that you have your corporate records where they need to be and your employment records where they need to be and practices and such, you can really lose out on an opportunity there.
Sure. And I think when companies start out, they maybe go cheap on legal help a lot of times and end up with either a poorly written agreement by an online law firm, I'll put that in air quotes, or no agreements at all, which among partners is not really a good idea.
We make a lot of money when people take that approach.
Yeah.
It is a lot easier to keep people out of trouble than to get people out of trouble. And so there have been many instances where, because there wasn't good documentation, there was all kind of opportunity for there to be dispute. There wasn't clear agreement. And it can happen even among the best intentions of people.
Sure.
And that may happen because you may have co-owners of a business and one suddenly suffers some catastrophic injury. And now you have a family member or an heir trying to do business in a company where they have no relationship with the other owner and have little knowledge of what that company requires. And that can greatly change the dynamic. and make it such that the person with whom you thought you were doing business no longer is there. And that is often a very challenging thing.
And people change. I've heard it said there's only two ways to really get to know somebody, either marry them or go in business with them, right?
There are more comments I could offer, but sure. That's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Right.
So often when you're engaged in that daily life, whether it is in domestic life or in business life, mm-hmm. you experience so many things as you go along through it. And very little things go absolutely according to plan. There's always that thing out there where you're dealing with other humans. Mm-hmm. They have their own lives and their own issues, and you just don't know what's going to happen. I've heard it's an imperfect world. And so far, that statement has proven true many times.
And I think what gets missed sometimes, Michael, maybe like your thoughts on this, is that the business is its own entity, right? I mean, it operates independently from the owners itself. Its interests are different sometimes than the individual owners.
That's correct, and that's actually part of a conversation that I often will have with people, always will have with people, when they're co-owners of a business. At some point, they have to clarify to me who it is that I would represent. Am I representing one of the individual owners, or am I representing the entity? That can greatly impact how different things are put together. If I'm representing a minority owner, I'm trying to do whatever I can to protect that person's ability to remain in the company, to make sure that they continue to have an ongoing right of continued income from the company, so long as it is profitable, and that there's not a way they easily can be forced out. If I'm representing the entity, my job is to do what I can to put in place policies and procedures that allow it to continue. And isn't it just so exciting to use phrases like policies and procedures? Boy, that sounded terribly boring when it came out of my mouth. But the thing is, it ends up impacting life so much, and it can impact how deals are structured. It can impact whether somebody's able to retire or not. And I've seen some of those things come about in the course of my practice where that lack of planning led to all manner of calamity.
Sure. We're speaking with Michael Cross, and Michael is an attorney partner with Briskin Cross and Sanford here in Alpharetta. So, Michael, one of the things I love talking to guys like you about is great stories, because you've got great stories. Attorneys have great stories.
You know, the key to happiness is low expectations. So when you start out by saying I might have a great story, we might be setting people up for some measure of failure there. But
I don't think so, but well, go ahead. You've been around a while.
I try to think sometimes about some of the engagements that I've been most proud of. And we can probably all remember the impact of 2008, 2009, 2010, the recession that happened.
Sure.
And there were clients that I had been working with for a good while at that point that, although they had had all measure of success going to that point, started having issues. And I remember very clearly having a conversation with one fellow there in my conference room, and he's expressing the financial travail he's encountered. And we had to figure out, okay, what assets do you need to keep? And we're going to make sure we focus on keeping those assets. And the biggest asset was the business, because that's what paid for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Second biggest asset was the house, because he figured that in the event he didn't have a house, he probably wouldn't have a happy married life very long.
Yeah,
and
for
so
sure.
We focused on those things, and we identified a lot of other things, rental properties and such, that weren't performing, some of the toys that had been accumulated over the course of time. We put together a plan to at least keep the important stuff, and we prioritized things. And then we started working through that. We worked through a recalculation of how they handled some of their in-house operations. And look, I'm a lawyer. I'm not a business person.
Mm-hmm.
I typically am paid to find the risk in every opportunity, and the business person tries to find the opportunity in risk. But I do see a lot of stories, and I have some ability, because of my experiences, to pass along some information that could be helpful to business decision-making along the way. Fast forward, after getting him through that, within the last couple of years, he got to the point where he was able to sell that business that we'd saved for a very good sum of money. Mm. And he was able to transition into a role where he is now actively engaged in a new line of business that is something for which he has great passion. And along the way, we actually were able to protect some of those toys and other assets as well. But just going from riches to rags to riches along the course of time was a fun thing to be a part of.
Sure.
You know, and then there are other instances where I have this opportunity to work with people, and you have a family business, and maybe a father or mother started it. They passed it down to the kids, and then the kids just took it to another level. And then suddenly A couple years ago, I helped two brothers who'd inherited a business from their fathers sell that business to a private equity firm for more than $50 million.
Wow.
And this, again, it's not a big corporate transaction. This is stuff that real people that I'm talking with on a day-to-day basis
right.
are suddenly able to realize, and now they're engaged in additional charitable and philanthropic efforts. Of course, I think one of them bought a bigger boat and now spends more time on it. But they're able sure. to do a lot more things. And then along the way, to be able to help people that are creating something new, creating new technologies, creating jobs for the community, creating wealth for the family that sometimes can last throughout a generation or more. And just being a part of that, I find just extraordinarily exciting.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, helping folks through those rough patches they never thought they would encounter when they're at their really tough time in their lives has got to be a rewarding
absolutely
thing to be involved in. So you talk about your firm and, you know, the future plans that you have for you and your firm. Where are you going?
Well, again, so far they've not kicked me out, so I'm not going anywhere from the firm.
Well, not that we know of.
that I know of.
Get back to the office, right?
I better, yeah.
Yeah.
Reminds me, I need to get back to work here pretty shortly.
Yeah, but, yeah.
You know, our firm's been doing really well, and we've been continuing to grow. We are actually in the process potentially moving to a really, really wonderful location. We've been in the same place for 20 years. I've sat in the same room for about 20 years. Mm. But we can't get into all the detail of that right now. But I think we have the best location in downtown Alpharetta for a law firm to be that we may be able to announce very, very shortly.
Go ahead and tell us about it. We won't tell a soul.
Right? I'm sure of that.
I promise you, I won't tell anybody.
we love downtown Alpharetta.
Okay,
Can I say that?
That sounds pretty good.
And when I get back to the office later in the day, I have another candidate or two that we're interviewing just to continue to grow the firm. We have some folks that are currently in law school,
excellent.
Doing a great job. So we have plans to go ahead and continue our expansion and our number of lawyers there.
That sounds great, Michael Cross. Is with us. Michael is with Brisk & Cross in Sanford, about to be located in beautiful downtown Alpharetta, right?
Just new on offices. The outskirts for now.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Moving on in. So, but it's been around for quite a while in this area. So, now I have to say that we had your bride on. Oh, actually, she wasn't your bride when we had her on. She was about to be your fiance, or she had just been, y'all had just gotten engaged.
That is correct.
Yeah. And so maybe you can tell us about your family, and you've grown in terms of a family, and you've got a lot of fun things happening with yourself personally.
Well, what I have learned is that I now have few hobbies other than driving around from one place to another with the seven children that we together have.
You've got a private Uber operation,
about.
Huh?
Okay. Just about. Takes a little help from our friends from time to time. But, yeah, we have between the two of us seven children currently, so I'm either driving somewhere to dance or baseball or softball or football, or I'm trying to coach one of those things, or watching as some of my favorite athletes play their favorite sports and perform in their favorite performances.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So seven kids, big job with you and Christy, but y'all have got it going, so congratulations on
we
that.
We are having a wonderful time.
That's great. Congratulations on that. So, Michael Cross with Brisk & Cross in Sanford. Michael, for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch with you, how do they do that?
You can certainly visit our website at briskandlaw.com, or you can give a call over to 770-410-1555, and we're happy to help as many people as we possibly can. It is a fantastic part. A fantastic thing just to be a part of the community and to have been a part of so many companies that have started and developed over the course of years in this North Fulton community has been an absolute blast.
Great stuff. Great work from Michael Cross, Brisk & Cross in Sanford. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, folks, I'd like to point you to our website where we have a archive of shows that goes back for 3 years. We've had over 400 guests have gone through our studios here in the North Fulton area. And as Michael indicated, this is a tremendous place to be, tremendous place to do business with a lot of great business leaders. So check out our website, northfulton.businessradiox.com. Click the archives button and you'll see a lot of great shows, a lot of great folks who have done great work in our community. Want to thank again Laura Da Silva with Big Fish Technology and Michael Cross with Brisk & Cross in Sanford for being with us today. I'm John Ray, your host. Join us next time for another edition of North Fulton Business Radio.